Hi, I'm Dr. Hansa Bhargava, Medscape advisor and practicing physician. Let's talk about health effects of climate change. According to NASA, our planet has been warming at a rapid pace over the last few decades, and climate experts predict temperatures will continue to rise. Reports of melting polar ice caps, rising sea levels, and weather changes have become staples of daily news. This can be concerning, but can climate change affect health? It seems that it may. When temperatures rise, cities are hit with heat waves that can cause heat stroke, dehydration, and other serious heat-related illnesses. The EPA estimates that by the end of the century, extreme heat waves could cause tens of thousands of additional deaths each summer. Numerous studies have also documented an increase in child death and illness during extreme heat events, especially in infants under 1 year of age. Heat also breeds illness. When temperatures rise, disease carriers like mosquitoes and ticks travel to regions that are once too cold for them to survive. As these insects migrate, they spread diseases. Some experts feel that climate change could contribute to the future spread of the Zika virus, as well as other mosquito-borne illnesses too. The combination of warmer air, sunlight, and pollution creates more ozone as well. This toxic gas reduces air quality, making it much harder to breathe, especially for people who already have asthma and other lung conditions. Air pollution is not only a trigger for worsening asthma symptoms, but it's been recognized to contribute to its development. And then there are the allergies. Warmer temperatures make for a longer allergy season, prolonging the misery for people who are sensitive to pollen, grass, and other outdoor allergens. Meanwhile, carbon dioxide accelerates the growth of pollen-producing plants, and with it, the amount of pollen released into the air. Here's something we may not have expected. Increased environmental temperatures have been linked to an increase in diabetes incidence. In a recent study, researchers speculate this uptick has to do with the brown fat, which our bodies normally burn to keep us warm during the cold months. In warmer temperatures, this fat becomes less active, which could contribute to insulin resistance and diabetes. So, it turns out that climate change may affect a lot more than the environment. It may make a change in what we see in our patients, too.